So no matter what, you know, we're going through or what we're going to face this week, you won't face it alone. God is with you, He is in you, and He is for you. You know, we always have to remember that. I mean, there's in the heat of the battle, when we feel like we're in the battle all by ourselves, we just have to remember that God is there fighting with us and for us. Again, that verse is Philippians 2:13. God is working in you, giving you the desire and the power to do what pleases Him. God is working in you. You know, that word working in Greek is the word energos, which we get, that's where we get our word energy. God is the energy driver in your life. You know, you're not just going on willpower. You're not just going on your own power. God says He will give you the power you need no matter what you're facing. So not only is He in you, but He is also with you. The Bible says, I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. On that day, you will realize that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I am in you. That is direct words from Jesus. That's quite a promise. The Bible says Christ is in you. You're sheltered with Christ. You're sealed with the Holy Spirit. That means for the devil to get to you, he's got to get through the Trinity. Think about that. For the devil to get to you, he's got to get through God, the Son, and the Holy Spirit to get to you. Because they're standing guarding you from evil. You know, that's pretty good protection and a great fear reliever when you're in the middle of that battle. You know, not only is God with you and in you, God is also for you. Romans 8:31 says, if God is for us, no one can defeat us. When a shepherd leads the sheep, guard dogs stay at the back, nipping at the sheep to keep them moving in the right direction. The Bible says the guard dogs in your life are God's goodness and His mercy. God gives you the things you don't deserve. That's His goodness. Because honestly, we really don't deserve anything from God. But thankfully for His goodness and His grace, He loves us so much that He does bless us and give us blessings. And the other thing is, He doesn't give you the things that you do deserve sometimes, and that's His mercy. You know, so get up every morning and say, God, thank you that you're going to be with me today. You're going to be in me today, and you're going to be for me today. Isn't that great news? God is with you, God is in you, and God is for you. I know that's a relief for me. It's a relief knowing that God is on my side. God is with me, in me, and protecting me each and every day. Let's pray. God, we are so thankful. I know that there's times that I forget just your goodness, God. I just forget in the middle of the chaos, in the middle of the fight, that you are there with me, that you are protecting me, you're guarding me, you're fighting on my behalf, God, that you love me so much that you want to protect me and bless me. God, I seek your goodness each and every day. God, I seek your protection each and every day. I pray, God, that each and every one of us live in a way, God, that we honor you and that we make you proud that you are in the fight for us and with us. God, be with everybody today. Lead us, guide us, help us to be all we can be in your glory. Pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. Everybody have a great day.